Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
On a Thursday. Coming up a little bit later. Dive more into what the Rashee Rice suspension was yesterday. Obviously the six games. Take it. Get over it. Rip the Band-Aid off. But last night the Royals victorious. 12-1, right? Absolute show of offense. Bobby Witt Jr. was amazing with a huge hit. And Ryan Burgett, great arm. What a guy they found. Because for a lot of years, the Royals just could not develop pitching. And by God, are they doing something with pitching? Because this guy, Ryan Burgett, has been great, or the Burger, we like to call him. And last night, gave up the solo home run early on, and then really nothing ever after that.
That was it. And, that was it for the White Sox yesterday.
Then the Royals kind of put a massacre of runs together, right? Like, I think they went up 6-1, and the White Sox like, all right, well, we don't have a chance now. Let's just mail this thing in. And the Royals took advantage. They win. Seattle did win yesterday. San Diego almost came back, had a guy at third with a one-run game with two outs, couldn't knock him in. But again, you say three games out of the wild card. And I thought it was interesting because talking to Vern a couple weeks ago in the press box about Bobby Witt Jr. and how it's crazy how people will say he's had an off season, which to me is, I guess it's fine if you're holding to an expectation that he had last year where he finished runner up in the MVP. He will finish third, as of right now at least, in the MVP voting this year. Bobby Witt Jr., 155 hits and 521 at-bats. That's a .298 average for those of you that still care about average. But his slash line, .354, .501 slug, and an OPS of .855, 74 RBIs, 34 stolen bases, and a slew of doubles as well. Bobby Witt Jr. on the year last year had 211 hits. Really great year, .332. The slash line, .389, .588, .977. This year, .298 average, .354, .501, .655 is the standard, always going to be that 2024 season. Kind of like the standard for Mahomes for a lot of people was that first season as a starter where he threw for 50 and 5,000. And if he doesn't throw for at least 45 touchdowns and 4,800 yards, it's not a typical Mahomes year. Now, again, these guys have built themselves into superstars because of their production, because sometimes that merits those type of things. But Bobby Witt Jr., 41 doubles, 4 triples, 19 home runs, and 34 stolen bases. So, again, 3 ahead of his stolen bases last year, 49 in his first year, really as a starter when he came in here as a Kansas City Royal. But again, well, I guess second year as a starter. But Bobby Witt Jr., in the last 2 years, or last year and this year, will finish top three in the MVP voting. Going to be hard for him to win one because guys like Aaron Judge exist, guys like Cal Raleigh this year exist, hitting 50 home runs and doing their thing. But are we going to start putting Mahomes or Bobby Witt Jr. in this sort of category where if he doesn't hit 332 or have 211 hits, which led the entire baseball world in hits last year, is that where they're going to hold him accountable to? Because he hasn't won the MVP. Mahomes did win the MVP, his MVP season. There was nobody that deserved it more than him because of the numbers that he put up. But Bobby Witt Jr. is going to finish in the top three in F4, which is now the stat that a lot of nerds enjoy. And he's going to do that in back-to-back years. He's going to finish in the top three in MVP in back-to-back years. And the reason that this team fights, and again, 15 or 16-game hitting streak, the last guy to do that for the Kansas City Royals, I think, was like Mike Sweeney. And other guys to do that are like David DeJesus as well, like goes way, way back. But you think about guys like this, like Bobby Witt Jr., why this team is good and why this team's reputation has changed. It's guys like Bobby Witt, because since he came up, they gave him the contract 2 years ago. He has produced, and the guy's probably going to hit 300. He's probably going to have 45 doubles, going to have 20 home runs, going to steal 40 bases. I mean, nails every single year, but the standard is what? Is it 2024, or is it, we just have the greatest baseball player on the planet right now?
Well, I think with Bobby Witt Jr., it's much different in baseball than it is in football. Football is a national sport. Baseball is a provincial, regional sport. And the way that Bobby Witt gets the recognition, it's different than in the NFL. In the NFL, you don't necessarily have to be a top team for everybody to know you're a top player because everybody's watching every game, whether you're watching Red Zone or however the case may be. With baseball, unless you're a winning team, there's a lot of people outside of your city that don't pay that much attention to you and to what you're doing. You know, the Yankees, they're the Yankees. Cal Raleigh's having an insane season right now in Seattle. Both of those teams are playoff teams right now. The Royals were a playoff team last year, but Aaron Judge, again, he had that type of season. I think for Bobby Witt to win the MVP, and this is going to sound harsh, the Royals have to jump out from the start, lead the division, never let it go, and he has to have a season like he did last year. And that, I feel like, is the baseball way of him getting the MVP. Because, again, it's not the NFL. There aren't people sitting around every single day watching every baseball game for every team like a lot of us do in the NFL. Now, the NFL has the advantage. It's one day a week. It's compact. It's noon. It's at three. You see everything by the time you go to bed that night, basically, for the entire week of the league. And so everybody has a good feel of what's going on in the NFL, who may be the best players and all that kind of stuff. In baseball, it's a lot harder because we don't have that national sport like we used to when baseball was the national pastime. And so I think for Bobby to win it, call it unfair, however you want to say it, that Royals team has to start hot. They have to be in first place. They have to lead the division. He has to play like it's 2024. And then I think he gets the opportunity to be the MVP. But until they do that, everybody's just going to default to Aaron Judge. As long as he continues to produce like this, it's like the default. I'll just go with Aaron Judge. Oh, Cal Raleigh's hitting 50 homers. All right, we'll shift our vote there because this is a catcher who nobody's ever hit 50 home runs at that position before. So they're going to shift their attention there. It's ridiculous. Bobby Witt basically has to climb in baseball Mount Everest to get the ability to be the MVP because of the fact that they're not leading from wire to wire, and you're not the Yankees, and you're not the Cubs, and you're not the Dodgers. You know, those are the teams that get that kind of attention. Bobby's here, and so he has to go above and beyond to get that national attention that some of these other guys just automatically get.
So far in his young career, Bobby Witt Jr. finished fourth in Rookie of the Year in his first year, finished seventh in MVP voting in his second year, second in MVP voting, and an All-Star Gold Glover last year, and this year was an All-Star. We'll finish top three in MVP and possibly another Gold Glove. So at least we're getting the enjoyment.
Yeah, and for us, it's great. Like, we get to watch it, and if he doesn't get the MVP and the Nationals don't recognize, you know, kind of what he's done and what he's doing, you know, and really how he's been the catalyst in turning an organization around, hey, then so be it. It doesn't take away from our enjoyment watching him every night. Like, you just knew last night with the bases loaded and two out in a tie game at 1-1 with Bobby at the plate, you knew he was going to come through. And that's enjoyment for us, you know? I'd love to see him get the MVP. But again, you have to convince baseball fans on or baseball writers, I should say, on because it's just the writers for whatever reason. The broadcasters don't get a vote in this. It's just the mustard-stained shirt dorks that vote for this. You have to convince those folks that are just going to go Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh. He's a pretty good player here in the middle of the country.
Be kind of interesting, too, because last year I think a lot of people in the New York press were like, well, Aaron Judge is the best one. Look at his stats. He almost won the Triple Crown. There was no argument. Bobby mm-hmm. Wood Jr. could have won it, but the fact that he got zero first-place votes was the shocker. Do you think this year, if Aaron Judge wins it, like, we'll then finally get fatigue of Aaron Judge? Because Cal Raleigh's doing things that, you know, catching, switch hitter.
I don't see how Aaron Judge right now can beat Cal Raleigh out, dude. I really don't, because you're making the case right here.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you just said, like, Aaron Judge hasn't played in the field since like May, it feels like, right? Like, he's not been out there every single day. He's not been the level that he was last year. Obviously, that's tough to do. Cal Raleigh is doing stuff that we've never seen before and leading his team right now, anyway, into the postseason. To me, he is the MVP. Whose at-bats are we watching all the time now in baseball? Everybody's watching Cal Raleigh's at-bats. And somebody tweeted out yesterday, which I thought was really funny, can't wait for ESPN to break into all these college football games with Cal Raleigh updates like they did with Aaron Judge updates last year. You know, everybody was mad when they were breaking in on Aaron Judge and he was chasing the home run race. Let's see it with Cal Raleigh, because he's chasing it right now, too. He's having himself one hell of a career and or a season. And without Cal Raleigh, the Mariners aren't in this thing right now. They're not in the playoff chase. And so I think people are going to use that. And hopefully the Aaron Judge fatigue, you know, doesn't get the votes this year. And if you're going to vote for somebody, vote for Cal Raleigh, because that guy is having a historic season that we've never, ever even come close to seeing before.
Yeah, your awards for the season as of right now with about, I don't know, a month left, you'd say.
It's 29 games, I said, we got.
Aaron Judge, minus 120 to win the MVP of the American League. Cal Raleigh, minus 110. National League is Shohei Ohtani is the clear-cut favorite, minus 8,000. The next closest, Kyle Schwarber, at plus 1,300.
And then he'll sell you a house in Hawaii.
Yes. Your Cy Young Award winners in the American League, Tarik Skubal is minus 125. Garrett Crochet right on his tails at plus 100. And then the Cy Young, Paul Skeens, minus 5,000. Christopher Sanchez is plus 1,200.
-5,000.
Yeah, so that one's over. Another award that is over is Nick Kurtz, minus 20,000 to win Rookie of the Year. The next closest is Roman Anthony at plus 1,800.
Holy.
Yeah. I owe Kramer lunch for that one. He called that about 2 months ago that Nick Kurtz would win the MVP, and this is when he was like plus 550.
Did he get some money in on that, I hope?
No, I'm going to take him to lunch because that was our bet. And then the National League, Cade Horton, plus 150. Isaac Collins, 185 are the two favorites over there as well. So, again, maybe Tarik Skubal finishes third and Bobby finishes fourth in the MVP voting, but at least you have to say in the next 3 to 5 years, Bobby Wood Jr. is always going to be a top five MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Whether you think he's having a down year or not, it depends on what standards you're holding him to. Are you holding to, you know, 325, 30 home runs, 30 stolen bases, 35 doubles, all that sort of stuff, or what he has just always shown to do, which is lead the league in a category, sometimes two, sometimes three. Led the league last year in hits at 211, and led the baseball in three in an average of 332. In the American League. The year before that, triples, led the league, also led the league in caught stealing only 15 times, stole 49 bases. This year, he leads the league at doubles at 41 and continues to play one hell of a defensive shortstop for the Kansas City Royals. So we will see what Bobby Wood Jr. does as the Royals make this push, because if we've heard Q and Vern and JJ and all these guys say, this team goes the way Bobby Wood Jr. goes.
No doubt.
And right now, Bobby Wood Jr. is going very, very good right now for the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, he's your catalyst. I don't know the answer to that question, because I want to say, look, the collective the football world, whatever it is, I'm not a stat guy, as you know, but I do believe that the football world holds Patrick Mahomes up to that 55,000 standard. Like every year, well, you know, he had 50 and 5,000 and whatnot. I'm like, okay, that was a different time. That was a different era. That was a different, you know, football team that he played on. But yet everybody holds him to that standard. Are we supposed to do that with a baseball player? Because I think it's harder in baseball to live up to that kind of standard than it is in football.
Right, because what, Otani's about to win his third MVP in a row?
He pitched five innings yesterday. Everybody lost their minds now, too.
So like, he's going to win again. There's no voting fatigue there. Judge going to win. Baseball's Cy Young's going to be Tarik Skubal in the AL. The NL is not going to be Chris Sale this year. It'll be Paul Skenes. But obviously, there is no fatigue in baseball, obviously, because it's going to be Otani and Judge. Otani and Judge. Kind of like Mike Trout's first, like, what, 5 years? He finished top three MVP in the first 5 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then injuries obviously plague, so we'll just stay away from that. We move on to football because Fox Sports has ranked their top 10 overall players entering the 2025 NFL season. Do you guys want to take a stab at who number one is?
Well, I would say it's Patrick Mahomes and everybody else, but I know that's not the right answer.
Mahomes is third on this list. The two names in front of him are Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. The reigning and defending MVPs of the league. Lamar Jackson, number one. Josh Allen, number two. Patrick Mahomes, as mentioned, number three, followed by Myles Garrett and Saquon Barkley to top out your top five of the NFL's top 10 of Fox Sports.
Right. This is according to the NFL writing staff for Fox Sports, and I would go back to them and go, this is why you're a writer and not in the front office. But if you were in the front office of an organization, are you really taking Lamar and Josh Allen over Patrick Mahomes?
No.
Ask yourself that. That's the say it out loud test that I do for these all the time. Everybody wants to have a hot take. Everybody wants something different. I saw the Super Bowl logo today. It's green and purple, so that means the Eagles and Ravens will probably be in the Super Bowl.
No, it means it's going to be the Jets and the Vikings.
Oh, God, that would be great if it was.
We're all Vikings fans that day.
I mean, the Jets and Vikings in the Super Bowl would break the world. You know, two teams that have no history of success.
Could you imagine that as your Super Bowl matchup? All right, on the main stage, we got J.J. McCarthy and Justin Fields.
Oh, God. Like, the NFL wouldn't allow that to happen. But anyway, so that's why I asked. Like, if you're going to start a team, not one sane individual is taking anybody over Patrick Mahomes if they were starting a team. And so the best overall players, Lamar and Josh are great. I love both of them. I love Lamar like he's my son, like he's Alex Gold. Josh, I like. I don't, you know, whatever. He's our rival and whatnot, and I don't want to see him have all that success. But they're not better than Patrick Mahomes when it comes to winning. They're awesome, but they're not better than Patrick Mahomes. There's nobody better than Patrick Mahomes.
Hard Knocks is making it really hard for me not to like Josh Allen. Like, the man crush is getting big because I watched episode 3 last night, and they were playing the Bears in a joint practice. And he's like,
I watched this.
He's
too,
like,
yes.
Why are their jerseys like blue?
Yeah.
And then the guy next to him was like, because we're in white and they're in blue. He's like, oh yeah, I'm just a dumb idiot.
He's like, oh yeah, it's not a scrimmage. My bad.
He's like, no, we're not. Yeah, it's like
we're not playing each other. We're playing ourselves.
He's like, yeah, we're playing the Bears in a practice. It's like, come on, Josh. To round out the top 10, number 6, Justin Jefferson. Number 7, Ja'Marr Chase. Number 8, Joe Burrow. Again, that was one LSU college football team.
It's crazy.
The greatest offense we've ever seen in college sports. And then Tristan Wirfs is 9, and Patrick Surtain the second is 10.
I like we got Tristan Wirfs at number 9. I think that's good.
Yeah, it's awesome. Honestly, I like the 10 guys that are in this. The order could be changed. Like, obviously, Mahomes needs to be 1. Jefferson could be higher, but the guys are good.
I think you could put Burrow and Myles Garrett and switch those, or I think you could switch Joe Burrow and Saquon Barkley.
I find it hard to have guys that aren't quarterbacks on the top of that list when you have this collection of Lamar, Josh, Patrick, and Joe.
Because you look at Cleveland, like Myles Garrett's the best player on that roster, and one of the reasons why they are successful or in the hunt of anything is because of what Myles Garrett brings to the defensive side of that football. Mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley goes to Philadelphia last year, kind of got them over the hump and led them to a Super Bowl victory and led Jalen Hurts to have a much more relaxed season. He could lean on even more than A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, and company.
Of the top 8, because I'm not including 9 and 10 because it's defense and you know,
left lineman. Yeah.
Of the top 8, which guys are not on this team next year or in the top 8 next year?
Myles Garrett.
Yeah, it's the only one.
See, I'm going to say Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, there's a chance. Those are the two
chances. Based on his career arc, that's all I'm going on. It's up, down, up, down, up, down. So,
because we know Burrow and Chase are staying put. Chase just got signed. Justin Jefferson got signed a couple years ago. He's staying put. Mahomes ain't leaving. Allen ain't leaving and Lamar ain't leaving.
That's right.
So you're left with Myles Garrett and Saquon Barkley.
Uh-huh. Myles Garrett did just get signed. But
huge contract.
They could trade him. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we could take it.
But I just mean not on their team, but like in the top eight next year.
Oh.
Sorry. Okay.
I will still take Myles Garrett.
I would probably take Saquon. I think I agree with you, Bob. Yeah. I think I would take Saquon. Yeah, sorry, misunderstood the question. Yeah. I mean, last year was just so incredible. You can't top what you did last year. It's kind of like you mentioned with the 50 and 5,000. We're all going to be waiting for 2,000 yards from Saquon, and it ain't going to happen again.
See, I'll take the under on everything for Saquon Barkley this year. Just because, again, his career arc has shown us that. We've seen what happens the year after a Super Bowl with a lot of people not in Kansas City. They tend to take a step backwards. And so for me, while this is how Las Vegas gets built, everybody's probably throwing their money at the overs for Saquon this year. I would take a step back and I would say I would take the – now, I could be completely wrong and Saquon may prove me wrong. But again, I've got a body of work to judge on. It's up, down, up, down, up, down. And now everybody's gunning for you. And I know the Super Bowl didn't go our way. Saquon Barkley was useless in that Super Bowl. Steve Spagnuolo shut him down. So if you're a defensive coordinator – why aren't you taking those plays that Steve Spagnuolo had in the Super Bowl against Saquon Barkley and use that all season long when you're getting ready to face the Philadelphia Eagles? Because if the Chiefs can make Saquon Barkley a non-factor, other defensive coordinators may have the ability to do that as well.
Or the Chiefs fell right into their plan.
Could be, yeah.
They think we're going to use Saquon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not. We're going to let Justin Jalen Hurts do his thing. Speaking of doing their thing, the University of North Carolina head football coach Bill Belichick and his girlfriend Jordan Hudson are looking to spin critics of their relationship into a successful business venture. According to the guy, Darren Revelle, Belichick and Hudson filed a trademark for the term gold digger with the intention of using it to produce a line of jewelry and keychains. Gold digger is one of many trademark filings made from Belichick and his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, including Chapel Bill.
I do like Chapel Bill. That's cool.
Chapel Bill's cool.
Belustrator. Trail of Salty Tears.
I'm not a fan of that one. That's got a bad connotation.
Yeah,
man.
Don't like that. No Days Off and the Belichick Way. Those are all sort of things. But Belichick, in 73, is about to embark on his first season as head coach in North Carolina after winning 6 Super Bowls as head coach of New England Patriots from 2000 to 2023. Thank you for the stat there, Darren Revelle. We appreciate that. But there's just no chance that I'm ever going to buy any jewelry. And like, that's not something that you lean into. Like, Dirty Werewolf is funny and kind of interesting, but like Gold Digger, that's like you're admitting what you're doing.
That's a bad look.
That's the definition of leaning into it. Like, you're a heel. Okay, I'm gonna lean into a heel role. You're a babyface. I'm gonna lean into the babyface. You're biased. You're a homer. Lean into that. Leaning into the fact that you are doing this for money, I'm not into that. I don't think that's a good man. I mean, whatever, do your thing, I guess. Whatever makes you happy in life, but I don't think that's the one I would lean into.
Well, I just
Trail of Salty Tears.
Yeah, that's really
that's a bad taste. The whole thing's in bad taste.
Do a history lesson at Chapel Bill.
Yeah, the whole thing is just disgusting, quite honestly. And I don't think there's anybody in football, college or pro, that's under more scrutiny this year than Bill Belichick is going to be. He better win right away. I mean, you play Monday night, right? That's your first game. You got a lot of alums. We've heard it. They're embarrassed by what's going on down there, whether they should be or not. Look, they've sold out every game. People are excited about it. But when the money people get embarrassed and they start complaining and they start, you know, talking about all of that kind of stuff, I'm sure a guy like Bill Belichick has to be concerned that he is on a little bit of shaky ground. And if they don't win right away, then all of this stuff that he's doing and all of this circus that's taking place, It's very less Miles-ish from what he did at the University of Kansas to me. This is kind of what this reminds me of. And I think when I look at Bill Belichick right now, you better come out of the gate fast. You better win right away, because the alumni base is not going to put up with all of that nonsense and embarrassing their school if you're not getting them wins on top of that. So I think it's a crunch time, if you will, for Bill Belichick. He's got to win right away.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Hey, there is no grace period out there for him right now. It's just really weird to see this guy and the way that he's changed and the way that he's gone from this buttoned up NFL head coach that was arguably the greatest of all time to some guy who's chasing a 26-year-old girlfriend around and doing everything she says.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.